I'm back not to take questions, but to introduce our first coach of the week. We'll be doing that throughout the next 4 days. Our first coach is Auburn's Gus Malzahn. Gus is entering his fourth season at Auburn with an overall record of 27-13, the 2013 SEC and National Coach of the Year, 36-16 overall as a head coach. He became just the third coach in SEC history and the first since 1947. You probably didn't know that, to win the SEC title in his first season as head coach. And he's won or played for a conference title in 6 of the 10 seasons he's had as a college coach. Please welcome to the podium Gus Malzahn.
Okay, it's great to be back. I think this is the second year in a row I've had the leadoff spot, which I like. You know, I brought 3 of our team leaders with me today. Carl Lawson, our defensive end, a guy that has battled injuries the last couple years. He is in the best shape and the best spot he's been since he's been here, and that's a good thing. Defensive tackle Montrevious Adams, a 3-year starter. Both these guys had chances to leave early. They decided to come back, you know, which I think is very important to get their degree and to be team leaders. Wide receiver Marcus Davis, one of our more versatile players that we have, also returns kicks. And the thing about these three is they have experience. All 3 of these guys had an active role and us winning the SEC championship in 2013. I think that's very important. Our theme this year is earn it. Our players came up with that. Earn your teammates' respect, your coaches' respect. Earn it every day on and off the field, and our guys have done that in the offseason. Real excited about our players. They've had a very good offseason, a very good spring. Our team unity is very strong, and then our leadership's very strong. And they're really stepping up. They're being accountable to each other and not just the coaches, and that's very critical, you know, with teams. Very excited about our staff, our offensive staff. All of them have either played for me in this offense or they've coached with me in this offense for an extended period of time. Our defense, Kevin Steele's done a great job with our staff, gelled, has done a great job of gelling our staff together. Our philosophies are exactly the same, and I think that's very important. Offensively, one thing that we've really focused on this spring, we will in fall camp, is getting back to playing with pace. That's been an edge of ours in the past, and that's got to be the same this coming year. Also, executing at a high level. We've always prided ourselves in executing at a high level. Last year, we didn't get that done. And so those are really the 2 focuses from my standpoint to get this thing turned around so we can play quality offense like we expect. And then thirdly, you know, we got to find our starting quarterback. The positive is we got 3 guys that we feel like could execute our offense. The challenge we have is defining and figuring out who that guy is going to give us the best chance to win games. The good thing is we do have experience in this before. You know, 3 years ago, you know, we had a wide open a job. That's when Nick Marshall won the job. And, of course, we end up having a pretty good year with that. Defensively, we do have a lot of experience back, which I think is very important. We played well in the second half of the season. There's a lot of carryover as far as our defense last year and defense this year, which I think is important. And I think we got a chance to have one of the best, if not the best, defense we've had at my time at Auburn, which I think is very important. Special teams, I feel very good about our special teams with our depth coming back, specifically our kicker, Daniel Carlson. I think he's one of the best kickers in all of college football, and he's not just a weapon, field goals and extra points, but he's a weapon on kickoffs, which is very critical as far as that goes. And overall, I really like where our team's at. I like where our staff's at. We have one of the toughest schedules in all of college football again this year. We got to win close games, and that's what you have to do in this league, and you got to earn it. And we're going to take the one game at a time approach similar to what we did in 2013. Questions?
Thank you, Coach. We have Thomas, Matt, and Tyler. We'll start right here in the center.
Where are we at?
Right here. Gotcha. Right.
Okay. Emily Schaff at the Auburn Plainsman. Coach, going into fall camp, how is the offensive line shaping up? What kind of changes are we going to see there? And is there any edge on who might be the starting right tackle.
Yeah, you know, we're at the same point when we left spring as far as the first five out there. Here's the good thing is all five guys have experience. Now, we switched up some positions, but there's nothing like experience specifically in our league. You know, we're going to need some young guys to step up from a depth standpoint, but the first five that we put out there, you know, they're pretty much battle-tested, and we know what we're getting.
Okay, Coach, we'll go down here in the front to the left. Ron?
Ron Higgins, NOLA.com. Gus, is it easier to fit a quarterback to your system or adjust your system to fit the quarterback? And which part of the equation does John Franklin III fit in on that?
Well, first of all, with John, you know, he's a guy that I've been impressed with. Come in, he's really won his teammates' respect, which is always important, you know, for a new guy coming in. It's very important to him. He's a hard worker. The two older guys, both are in a lot better spot than they were this time last year. Once we identify who our starter is, it gives us the best chance of winning. You will see us tweak our offense to build around their strengths. I mean, we're always going to have the same philosophy and the core beliefs with our offense. But once we make that call on who that guy is, we will tweak and try to build around their strengths and try not to ask them to do things that maybe are not their strengths.
Okay, Coach, we'll go over here to our right, about three-quarters of the way back.
Yeah, Gus, Dan Walken, USA Today. Just curious, what do you think you misjudged about your team last year? And then when something like that happens to you as a coach, how do you sort of compensate for that the next year in terms of maybe managing expectations or that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, I think each year, you know, after the year, you always, you know, you take a look back and you evaluate things. And what can you do better from a head coach's standpoint? What can you do better from an administrative standpoint? And so it was good for me to sit back and look and evaluate everything. You know, when I look at last year, really the thing that stands out to me is we lost close games. In this league, you're going to have a lot of close games. You know, the two previous years, we were one of the best in the country at winning close games, and we had opportunities, and usually it comes down this league to two or three plays in these close games, and you got to find a way to make them, and you got to have your guys prepared, and you got to be able to execute. And from an offensive standpoint, really was the first time since I've been coaching college that we didn't execute at what I say a high level consistently, and that goes back on me. But I do feel good about where we're at. I do feel good about the evaluations and some of the changes that we made going into this year.
Okay, we'll go here in the center in the third row, right in the middle.
Stephen Smith, Touchdown Alabama Magazine, a coach at the running back position last year, Peyton Barber, 1,000-yard back. But talk to me about Kerryon Johnson, the guy's a big-name recruit, a diverse player. What have you seen from him in the weight room, in the film room, that has you excited about him?
Yeah, Kerryon Johnson's got a chance to be, you know, one of the most versatile guys in our league, I truly believe. I think his best days are to come. He did a very good job for us last year as a true freshman. You're talking about a guy that we threw him the ball out of the backfield. He did some wildcat stuff. He was banged up most of the year. He had shoulder surgery in the spring. He's probably put on close to 15 to 20 pounds, which that's a good thing. But just from a play calling standpoint, from an offensive standpoint, he gives he gives us a lot of flexibility because he does a lot of things well. And he's going to have a big role for us this year.
Hey, Coach, we'll go over to the left. Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Bob Holt, Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Yep.
You probably already know that.
Yep, I know you pretty well.
Hey, I was reading some stories in the spring about how maybe you felt like you didn't get to strictly focus on being a football coach enough last season, and maybe were too much of a CEO. I was wondering if you could kind of expound on those thoughts.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a football coach, and that's my strength is being on the field coaching an offense. And you know, kind of goes back to the question before, you know, after you get done with a season and you're not as successful as you'd like, you evaluate things. And one thing that really hit me pretty hard is I've got to be more active with the daily X's and O's and the actual coaching and everything that goes with that. And, you know, that's what I look at as my strength. And so that's what I meant by that. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back in the middle of things and enjoying the actual coaching on the field.
Coach, we'll go all the way to the back, to the right, on the corner.
Coach, Jay Griesman of the Times Free Press. Do you have a policy on the players in your program or the players you're trying to recruit in your program about domestic violence issues and how you handle them? And do you think there should be a conference-wide or an NCAA-wide policy on this issue?
Yeah, we do our homework. on, we, matter of fact, we do our homework thoroughly on everybody we recruit. And, you know, I've said before, as far as domestic violence is something that that we don't touch. But we do our homework on everyone we bring in the program. There's a lot of information out there these days, which makes it makes it better. But, you know, that's just our approach.
Okay, we'll go on this near aisle here over to our left.
Coach, could you talk about opening with five straight home games? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I hope it's a good thing. You know, I really excited that we're playing at home. You know, I know our players and our coaches, and I know our fans are excited. We got a real schedule starting out. I would probably put our schedule up against anybody in college football, especially early. The fact that we are playing at home will do nothing but help us. We got, in my opinion, the best crowd in college football, and it's really something to be able to play and coach in front of them. And, you know, we have a pretty tough opener, obviously, with Clemson, one of the better teams in all of college football, with maybe the best player in all of college football. So we got a work cut out for us, but we are definitely happy that we're playing our first five games at home, to answer your question.
Coach, we'll go over here on the wall on the left.
Coach Hannah Stevens, 97.7 The Zone in Huntsville. My question for you is this. Going into the fall after the spring, if you would just talk about Chandler Cox's role.
Did you say Chandler Cox? Yeah, Chandler Cox is one of our leaders. I mean, he brings great energy. He played significantly as a true freshman last year. He is a tough guy. He's gotten a little bigger. He's probably put on about 10 to 15 pounds from last year. You know, if you think back of the Jay Proshes and, you know, those guys that when we've been really good on offense, we've had that guy, and he really reminds me a lot of that. He's really worked on his hands down the field. He's a very physical player.